Welcome to the Profit Talks podcast, hosted by the Orange County Inland Empire SBDC Network, funded in part by the U.S. Small Business Administration and the California Office of the Small Business Advocate. This show is the go-to resource for business owners seeking empowerment, education, and resources to succeed. Join us as we connect you with experts, share the triumphs of fellow entrepreneurs, and reveal the wealth of assistance available to you today to level up your business. So let's go. Let's dive in and learn more. We're going to emphasize that phrase, wealth of experience. We've got a wealthy person with us here today, here, somebody wealthy in knowledge and experience, Pam Coleman from the SBDC Marketing Center. Welcome to the show, Pam.
Hi.
You have got a story to tell, and I want to jump right into it here. But first, I want to tell people that one of the things that I still don't think enough people know, if they know about the SBDC, this program where you can come in and they have all these 100-plus consultants and all these 6-plus centers around here, Southern California, really across the country, but in the Southern California region, and they're there to help you. They get paid by the SBA to help grow small business, to help you raise revenue, help you grow your business, grow sales, and help you hire more people. If you can show any of that, they're happy. They meet their metrics. The SBA is happy. And you get some incredible people, as we've talked about on the show. Craig from the Finance Center, Carla from the Contractor Center. Today, we've got Pam from the Digital, well, from the Marketing Center. I used to be digital marketing, but now it's just marketing. Pam, welcome. We're going to talk marketing today here.
Well, thank you for having me, and hopefully I can remember to breathe.
I know. We're going to have fun. This is just a conversation. She was getting all freaked out. What are we going to talk about? I said, don't worry about it. We're just going to have fun. We're going to talk. Believe me, folks, we could go for more than a half hour on this one here. Pam has such a background. Let's give you a little brief bio on Pam. Pam has been doing marketing since the word was invented here. I think you were back in the beginning, I believe, when it was just market. Now you're marketing. Done lots of things. I know you from your video work, but you do a lot more than video work. Give us a little 60-second summary of who Pam is, background here, if you can do that in 60 seconds.
Okay, well.
Get you a little closer to the mic there, too.
Okay, very good. As you mentioned, I'm part of the Small Business Development Center. And the reason why it's called a development center, because we know that a lot of people, whether it's a mom or pop or someone who comes from the corporate world and they're trying to bring their services or product to market, that they are in the development stage. They move into various phases of their business. And so we're hoping to help them, whether they're a startup or they're ready to roll out a new product or to increase their services.
So, Pam, I've been a consultant like you at the SBDC. I've never heard it put so eloquently. I've never thought about why they call it the Small Business Development Center. Because when you're in business, like we all are, you've got a business, I got a business, and then we work part-time, give back, and through the SBDC, help others too. But you run your own full-time business, right? You got a full-time gig that you're out doing marketing for people and creating marketing campaigns. And what I find intriguing is, in the world of marketing, most of us are specialists. I'm a specialist. You want to do a podcast? Call Paul. Other people have a video company? Call Joe. Somebody else does SEO? Call Sam. Somebody else designs a website? Call Bill. Just male names. I should come up with some female names here, too, but I'm an old school guy here, but marketing was kind of a guy's thing. And, you know, some of the
Mad men,
exactly. They had some specialty. They knew about advertising. They knew about radio. They knew about TV. They knew about print ads. They knew about display stuff. Now we got social media. We've got websites. We've got SEO. We've got all these other complicated terms to deal with. And you brought in a specialist, and maybe then you had a market. If you got big enough, you had a marketing manager, a director of marketing. And their job was kind of the puppet master to go find all these people. Maybe you hired them internally, but mostly you probably brought them in from the outside, different specialists to do different things. What I find intriguing about your background and what I know about what you've done in the past, you're being modest here. When somebody brings you in and says, let's make a video, for example, and you decide that's what they need, you take it on as, well, why are we doing the video? How is this going to fit into the whole campaign? What is it? How is this going to feed for our SEO and our website and our I don't know, driving leads and everything.
Right.
You think of it holistically.
Yes.
Too many people in the marketing world think of it as you're just a specialist. I don't know what this is going to do for you, but here's your video. I don't know if this is going to help, but here's your website. And they're not really integrating all the different stuff in to talk about. Why are there not many people anymore? We've all turned into specialists. There aren't many strategists. That's what you are.
That's exactly what is needed. Because first of all, you don't want to just throw something to the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
You want to understand who you're talking to. Who are you messaging? Who is your buyer, your demographic, your persona? And so when we start from there and we realize, okay, here's what you're bringing to market and what makes you unique. You know, what is your selling proposition? What is your, oh my gosh,
your buyer persona? Who is that person?
Yes.
Let's name them. Let's picture them.
Yes.
Who is this person?
So because each one is different in how they receive messages, right?
Right.
And sometimes we hear about B2B, which is business to business relationship. We hear B2C, business to consumer. But in all actuality, Paul, it's really B2P. And that is the person. Because
B2P,
even if
okay.
you're a CEO of a company, you may have that time when you're scrolling on Instagram or you're on LinkedIn
yeah.
reading articles and whatnot. And then you have an aha moment and you say, I'm going to bring this up at the next meeting, you know, because you've seen someone else doing something and you're thinking, how can this apply to what you do? So when you are thinking about selling, whether it is to a business or a consumer, think of them as a person. What keywords will resonate with them?
Talking to somebody, not just to the world. All right. So two things. I'm going to push you one more on this thing because
okay.
I think what you do is unique in the world of marketing. And maybe it's because you've been doing it a long time. In the beginning, a marketeer had to know all these different tricks. You were a one-man band, one-person band. Then it became so complicated, so many different moving parts, that the marketeer maybe became the not just the architect of it, but the measurer of it. They're the data. I'm constantly seeing how many impressions this got in this. I'm comparing A, B testing. I'm testing this ad versus this. I'm the one that's collecting the data on all this and analyzing the data and see what's working. I may not be the creative force anymore here if I'm the marketeer. I may just hire somebody to do the ads, to do the video, to do this website. There are creative people to do that.
Yeah.
But the creative people generally are creative. This is cool. I know, but what does this have to do with my customer? I don't know, but this is really cool. I really like this website. How does this fit into our brand and our image? I don't know, but it's really cool. See, it's got flames and all this other stuff here. And then somebody else comes in and says, no, I'm going to make a video. And it's very serious and it's somber and everything. Well, suddenly they'd all look like different messages. They don't look coordinated.
Right.
You're sending out different messages through different mediums and you're confusing the customer. If you confuse them, you lose them. So if you have a marketing, in-house marketing director, manager, that's kind of their job to do it. But so often, I find myself pulled into doing a podcast, for example. We're talking about their story. We're doing something. And I feel like saying, why are we talking about this? This has nothing to do with what your website is. Or what is this really going to fit in? But that's not my job. I'm not just, okay, here, I gave you what you wanted. You don't do that. You really sit down with the client and say, wait a minute, before we do this, why are we doing this?
Right. What? And exactly. Because when we're dealing with, especially small businesses, they may even be pre-venture.
Yeah.
Or they're already in their startup phase. They have their business planned and they hung out a sign. They let everyone know this is effective Monday. I'm in business for myself. But what often happens is that people become more of the technician in their business. They're
exactly.
working in their business
right.
and not necessarily, you know, knowing how to work on their business. And even if they are working on their business, a lot of times it's busy work that may not be bringing in revenue.
Right.
So how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. We do it on a one-on-one consulting basis. Someone will sign up with the Small Business Development Center. And whether they have a consultant they're working with long-term and that consultant says, okay, you know what? We're going to send you over to the marketing center.
For some special help, a little special advice. Right. That's the way I knew the center. It really wasn't something the public could approach. It was really a resource within the network that the other consultants at the other centers could call upon. They might be a business consultant or a business coach or have some background in retail or whatever it is that they brought them to the SBDC and they found a client to match them with. Hey, I know how to set up restaurants. I'm going to help you do this. And then the marketing center was a place that they could refer you to help work on your website. Simple stuff. Help look at your SEO. Help look at your online reputation and search engine optimization and social media campaigns. And maybe even guide you through some creation of some content, a podcast, a video, photography, other sorts of things, digital assets you might need. It's grown since then to where the public can now just say, you know, I don't really need a deep, ongoing business consultant. I just need a marketing consultant. Right. I need some marketing help right now. My website sucks. My SEO is crappy. My social media is non-existent. And I have no clue how to do this. I have a shoe store. I have I make widgets for a living. Right. I'm an attorney. I'm something here. I'm big or small, but I don't know this new world of marketing. You do.
And you know what? You hit it, because what we were doing were these webinars and workshops, and, you know, and we would throw out a large net and people would come in.
Right.
And they would bring their projects or have questions or
their problems.
Their pain points. Right. And even whether it's talking about using artificial intelligence, AI, and how you can leverage that as a one-person band, how can you leverage using AI in marketing? Oh.
Talk for a whole half hour on that crazy subject alone. What AI, that's a buzzword. AI, yeah, I got to get some AI. What do I do with it?
Right.
What do I do with the ChatGPT? What do I ask them? Do I write press releases? Do I create websites? Do I do some kind of research? Do I analyze data? Yes, that and a million things more. But somebody's got to show me how to do this.
Exactly. So when we're talking about these businesses that want to get, they want to play on the playing field. They see what's happening.
Today's playing field. I got to get in there. I got to have some social media, SEO, websites, ChatGPT, all these things I don't know diddly about. Yeah.
Well, the thing is that where do you start? You start with yourself. What is it that you see going on? And we would ask you during the one-on-one consulting with the marketing center, whether it's virtually or in person, some thought-provoking questions. Yeah. We would help you with taking that deeper dive. So you're not just, you know, getting on the dance floor and don't have any moves.
Go out, start dancing. Right. But I'm terrible. I know. We'll show you on the fly here. That is the step that's missing. I can go right now and look up on the internet. I was almost to say the yellow pages, something to date myself.
Uh-oh,
that doesn't exist anymore. If it does, it's not what it was. But that was the world of marketing I grew up. You put a big ad for your specialty, come and get it. We do it all. This is it. Call us, 1-800. And that sat there all year long, and it sent you leads. Now, I don't know what sent you leads. I have this conversation with businesses all the time. How do you market yourself? And they all kind of shrug. And first they say, well, it's word of mouth. I've been around. Okay, great. How's that working for you? Well, not as well anymore, because even if somebody says, if I say to you, Pam, hey, I need an accountant, you say, oh, call my accountant. He's the best. I probably won't call them until I check them out online, the sniff test, as I call it. I'm going to sniff around, see if I like what I see or smell. And if I don't see audio, video, blogs, Yelp reviews, content, stories, everything, but this other guy or this other person, oh, they got all this stuff. Look at who they know. Look at what they know. Look at all the videos. Look at all the podcasts. Look at all the speaking engagements. Look at all the reviews they got. I'm probably going to gravitate to them. Even though you told me your accountant's the best, I don't get that feeling when I go online. So,
and what you're sharing can also, it can be a two-edged sword, right? Because when you're a one-person business, you're thinking, how can I not only deliver the service or the product, but how do I resonate with people that I am trying to tell them I have a solution?
Yeah.
Right. And then also you have to see what your competitors are doing, but not to the point where you become paralyzed.
Right.
You want to understand what is your message. And that's what we help. We analyze where you are now, where you could possibly go and what are the algorithms needed to get you there?
Oh, the algorithms of that word. If I hear it again, I'm going to throw up. All this mathematical nonsense that somehow determines where I pop up and what my online reputation is and et cetera, et cetera. That's the kind of stuff you know, and that's the kind of stuff most businesses, big, small, or otherwise, don't really know much about. That's a black box. It's
but
voodoo.
If they walk through our door, whether it's virtually or, you know, literally, we are going to, of course, we did a little research to, you know, our due diligence to see who they are. We look at everything, their website, their platforms and whatnot, even maybe hold their product or service up to the light and starting from there.
Right.
And then also seeing what they've done in the past. And maybe some of it can be repurposed, especially with marketing. We don't always have to start anew, right? So like you mentioned, we would look at their website to see and make sure that it's being optimized. What kind of score is it getting out there in the interwebs, if you will?
What kind of traffic? Where is it going? Who's looking at
exactly.
it? How many links have you got? Backlinks and
exactly
the kind of links you got. I don't think most of us know, me included, a whole lot about all this stuff. I've been amazed as I've been brought into this network with my focus in audio and storytelling and podcasting, and I've done some other things in the past. I was a PR person for 20 years, so I have some understanding of some of these other things here. But the breadth and depth of knowledge in this center is amazing. We have people there who are really know SEO. That's what they do for a living in the day. They didn't do it 10 years ago and retire. They're doing it today for some big company or as their own company consulting for other people. They'll analyze your SEO. We've got people, wonderful people, can look at your websites and break it down and see, here's the problem, here's what's not working, here the links aren't working. You need to lay out it differently. Here's all the things why it could be better. I won't say it's not working, but it could be better. And then you've got from there people who are social media people who
right,
can set up
exactly.
social media campaigns and measure your...
And let me talk a little bit about that
yeah.
because, you know, when we... Social media is... It's more than just a keyword or a buzzword. It really is very prevalent. It's necessary. Now, you don't have to get out there and do the dance challenge or anything like that, especially if you're a banker or a doctor.
Yeah, come on, I'm
going to
do this.
But what you do, again, we're talking about to whom are you trying to speak to and,
right.
and bring in. And so we not only look at your platforms, but help you with content calendars. And what that would be is a framework that once we kind of set it up for you, you can plug and play.
Yeah.
You can build content and feed it in and almost in a way that is automatic so that you don't have to constantly try to come up with creativity.
So, Pam, you just hit the nail on the head. This is why we all hate social media.
Oh, no.
Because I want a once and done marketing tool. I want to put an ad in the yellow pages and never look at it or think about it till next year. And it just cranks out this stuff. You want me to do this weekly, daily, monthly, constantly, continually? Oh, my God. I don't know what to talk about. I don't know what. So all I do is I put crap out. Hey, look at me. Here I am today. Hey, we've got another party coming up. And people say, well, why is nobody following me on social media? Because you're putting out garbage. There's no reason to follow you there. And you're not consistent. You do it randomly whenever you feel like it. There's no thought. There's no campaign. There's no purpose.
And that
it.
Is what people that attended, the marketing center.
You do these great webinars, by the way. Cost nothing.
But not only that, Roger Lloyd, my director, the
right.
director of the marketing center right
Roger.
There in on Bristol in Santa Ana, he put together this awesome, if I wasn't a part of one of the speakers, I totally would have attended. And what it was almost like these breakout rooms and different, it was a full
but it was all
roster
about AI,
of,
right?
Well, just AI and how as you as a small business could use AI as if it was someone you hired, whether you
yeah.
need an assistant or a social media manager or someone to kind of respond and look at what kind of engagement is happening on these different platforms.
You talked about how you can use AI to create the verbiage on your website. I want to tell this story. Now I want to tell it in a hip-hop flavor. Now I want to tell it in a corporate flavor. Now I want to tell it in hip. And ChatGPT will collect this data either date on its own and, or data that you feed in, and it'll even alter the style.
But you have to be careful, Paul, because a lot of times people think, okay, I'm just going to press return and it's going to solve everything.
Please, that's what I'm looking for.
And so, but what we're doing is helping them to, number one, not be afraid of this new
this thing, venture this of, beast you have to feed all the time.
Right. Yeah. But how can you leverage it with what you're already doing and want to do? And I know I keep mentioning that because there is a human factor in this, and we help them to, again, understand where AI is right now. Of course, there's unlimited possibilities, but what can it do right now? And you have to speak to it in a way, like if you were to say, act as if you're a salesperson, write me an ad for da 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 da.
Right.
So we have these workshops and having them in person where we also fed everyone and they were engaging
cool.
and had access to the consultants before meeting with them, say on Zoom at a later date. We were able to give examples. For instance, the one that I conducted was about how to bulk create using AI for content for your social media. So we'll go back to having a content calendar.
Right.
And say you have a calendar, we help you with the structure
every
of the calendar.
Every Tuesday we're going to publish something.
This, that, and the other. Right.
Right.
Exactly. So now, what do you want to create to put it in there? Well, using software like Canva and different ones, you can go in and using AI, using stock, using your own voice or uploading some of your own imagery.
You got a
all
slick
of that
campaign
have,
that you're putting out.
Yeah, 30. So we showed in less than 8 minutes how to create 31 videos, small 15 second reels, so that you can just go ahead and line them up and then sign them up.
I like that. I'm going to use that thing here. Line them up and sign. So I know this is all even, I know it's clear to you. It's still a mystery to most of us how to integrate this, how to come up with a plan for this, how to come up with a strategy, how to come up with the weekly tactics. Who's going to write this stuff? When are we going to put it up? What are we going to put? So in the absence of a strategy, all we do is just throw up and see if it sticks. And so I put something up randomly. I make some videos. I make some podcasts. I do some YouTube. I do TikTok. I do whatever, Pinterest. I do put some pictures up on Instagram. And everybody who comes in here, everybody who comes into the station says, I hate this. I don't know what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, but everybody else is doing it. I guess I got to do it. There's not much more thought to it than that. And the only measurement they have is, I guess it must be working because I got 5,000 people following me. So what? Did they do anything? Did they act on anything? Is it the people you want to follow? I don't know, but I got 5,000 of them. Isn't that good? It's not a thought out process. You wouldn't do this with your ads. You wouldn't just throw money here and try this and try this. It can't just be random. You need a coach. You need a strategist. And that's what you are.
Yes. And we, like you mentioned, we have so many consultants who have their own background in whether it's with the corporate world or having their own business. So they get it. They understand it. And we're not just doing this for the person that signs up with the SBDC. We are showing them, you know, that old adage, not just feeding them, but teaching them how to fish.
Yeah.
And so we are finding that this is what is resonating with people staying in business. Because if we are so busy being the technician of our business and just building the widget, and we don't know how to let people know about the widget, how to build our brand,
how to tell the story of the widget.
Because of the fact that marketing is not just sales and advertising and social media. Really, it helps with understanding the science behind your buyer persona, making a decision to go with you.
Right.
What, you know, they're considering maybe you and your competitors, but how do they decide to buy?
That's the key.
From you.
It isn't just throwing your message out, call me everywhere. I'm not going to call you because I don't know what you do or how you can help me. I'm looking for a solution to a problem. And I don't want to just call up and randomly have you pitch me and go through it like in the old days. When I'm searching online, I want to know somebody. I don't want just a dentist that can do crowns or a certain type of thing. I'm looking for something specific. So I'm looking for customer testimonials. I'm looking for videos. I'm looking for content. I want to have some trust and feeling. I like this person. Right. I know them. I want to see them. I want to hear them.
And what you just said is part of the understanding the cycle or the funnel. Right. Because people don't know, like you, or trust you yet.
Right.
And how do you do that? What kinds of content do you need? Do you need to answer frequently asked questions?
Right.
Do you need to do a demonstration of what your product or video is? How do you gather testimonials?
Right.
You know, from clients, you know, so many people are even afraid to ask even people that they made happy. Could you let other people know you're happy?
Right. Exactly. You know?
And so we kind of hand hold you through different processes to give you not only the business acumen to build a customer journey map to look at your processes and making sure that you're not
this is
no
stuff
redundancy
folks that if you went paid a big agency, if you're Coca-Cola, believe me, they take you through your customer journey map. Where do they, how many times do they touch your customer before they buy? How many times it take to close them? Who are they? How do they interface with you? What is the journey that they, from start to finish? They take you through the buyer personas. Who is, let's give a name to it. Let's give a face to it. What are they, what's their income? What's their age? Where do they live? What do they shop? Let's really try and hone in on who this, not just I sell to everybody anything. That doesn't work. Let's get very targeted here. Buyer personas, customer journeys. Online reputation. You got a good reputation or bad reputation or no reputation. This is the kind of psychology that a big time agency would do. The SBDC has created its own kind of agency at no cost to you.
Yes, yes.
Now, they can't stay with you forever and be your agency. I get it. But they can get you launched. They can get you over a hump. They can handle like a big agency would real serious marketing questions that you may not have even thought about or been aware about. You're just flopping around trying to figure out why can't we get more sales.
Right. And a lot of times when you pay for an external agency to help you, they're just going to do the work. They're not going to even tell you the secret sauce to how they got you with
They're not going to show their hand. They're not going to show how we did the trick. Yeah,
so
exactly.
We build that secret sauce with you.
Can I give you one just example? I know we're talking maybe vague and generalities. I want to just give one specific. You told me a while ago when I first met you, in your own marketing practice, you do a lot of video work, first of all. I know that's one of the things you do a lot of, help people create videos and stuff. But you do more than videos. It's all this strategy and stuff. Video is just one of the things you seem to know how to execute, create corporate videos and stuff. And you were asked, I think it was the Santa Ana Chamber asked you somehow to come in, because I think you were a member or something. They're like, hey, Pam, you know all this stuff. Help us make a video. And they were trying to explain what, some big project that was coming into town.
Oh, yes,
or
it was the Santa Ana City Manager has an annual conference called the Growth Conference, and they were wanting me to and my team to go in and interview several of the biggest developers that are coming in and doing these fabulous multi-billion dollar
big
projects.
Shots. They're bringing in big companies and everything. This one guy comes and he flies in. He says, okay, I'll participate in this thing here. And talk about that a little bit, because he was so thrilled. He's one of your, you got a testimonial from him. He's one of your big supporters because he just expected you to be a crew, to mic him, to stand him up, to feed, put the teleprompter on, say go. And then he was going to stumble through and tell these stories and stuff here. You didn't do that. You said, wait, let's coach you a little bit. You were directing him. You were producing the spot. You weren't just executing the work.
Yes.
And that's too much what you get. You hire a videographer that says, I don't know what you want, but here, go. And then here's the lights and the camera. And then you fumble around and you don't know what to say. And they say, well, I don't know. It's time to go. Here's the tape. Hope it works for you here.
Yes.
You really did like a real TV crew do. You were the director of the show. Calmed him down. You directed him. You fed him. You said, no, let's look, do this again. And at the end, the guy was so thrilled. He's like, oh, my God, you made this easy. You walked me through this.
I love it when I hear that back, because I know, even coming here, you kind of did that for me. You know, my voice. I don't know how many times I've said in the past 3 minutes.
We've been counting them.
But, you know, breathing And knowing that you know what you know.
Right.
And let's kind of put it in the best light.
And getting them to feel comfortable to tell a story as you have here today. You make people comfortable. You look at the big picture.
Thank you.
And I heartily endorse your services anyway. This isn't an ad for your company as much as it is for your work for the SBDC and this extra work that you do for them. How do people reach it? I got a number here. It's the general call-in number for the Small Business Development Centers. I think there's, six of them or something in here? I forget how many there are in Southern California in this region. And then there's various specialty centers like this marketing center. If any of this resonates, if you want to investigate it, at no cost, that's the key, folks, no cost. You call up, you tell them your problem, and they'll direct you to somebody like Pam or somebody else at the marketing center, and watch what they can do for you. Watch how they can help you solve these marketing questions or teach you how this strange world of all the things out there. I'm going to give you the number a couple of times here. Write this down, 1-800-616-7232. That number again, 1-800-616-7232. Operators standing by. And all you got to say is, I heard the show. I want to know more about the marketing center or any of the other great centers. There's lots of other special, but we're touting the marketing center today. Just call that number and say, help, put me to somebody with the marketing center. That's it. And they will introduce you to somebody. They'll start this deep dive. They'll ask you these deep questions, like going on the psychologist's couch. Who are you? Why are you here?
But
what do you
fun.
Need?
It's fun. And you walk away not only having something that you can use over and over again, but you learn something.
Yeah.
And you're going to enjoy it as much as we enjoy working with our clients. We love it.
Well, if you're an example, and I know you are, of the people there, why wouldn't everybody take advantage of this? You've taken the time out of your busy schedule to be here. You got a full-time gig, a big business that you run, a marketing company here. And you do some side work for the Small Business Development Corporation.
And you know what, Paul? I didn't even mention that I had joined a webinar, really liked what I've learned when I started my business.
So, right.
And then I signed up for more. And in working with my consultant, I liked what he did for me. And when I got to a place where I can, you know, have some time from my own business, I wanted to
give back.
And so I didn't really know that story.
So you were a client before you
I was a client.
Oh, my goodness. That's a great story. So you stumbled in and found this resource and took advantage and said, hey, man, this is cool. Hey, maybe I could help. I'd like to give back.
Yes.
I'd like to do something. And they brought you in. So you guys, all of us were there. We, unlike some of these other agencies out there, we're not old retired people that did this 20 years ago. We're doing it today. We got our own businesses and we devote some part time to the centers. They take care of us. They pay our fees and bills and everything else. Cost you nothing. Why not take advantage?
Well, they already paid for it with their tax dollars.
Well, okay, so we don't want to say that way. Yeah, use it. Use it. The SBA funds these things, and the whole purpose is to grow small businesses, any size business, but particularly small businesses here. Mm-hmm. And one of the big question marks, you love making cakes. That's why you opened a cake shop. You love music. That's why you opened a music store. That doesn't mean you understand the complexity of modern marketing today.
Exactly.
Pam Coleman, one more time, the number 1-800-616-7232. And you tell me there's no cost. This isn't a trick. They
right.
go in, they got a question, you got answers, they can work with you for a while and come up with a solution. Not forever, but they'll work with you for a while and overcome your problems. Sort of like a specialist, a doctor that you call in to, I got a joint problem here. I need a problem. I need to fix this thing here.
Exactly.
It's not going away. All right. Well, we're not going away either. I think it's an incredible resource. And as I said before, you had to go through one of the other centers and they recommended you to us. Now they've opened it up general public. Just call up that number, 1-800-616-7232, and get some marketing help today. Why not?
Thank you, Paul.
Well, there you have it. Another episode of the Profit Talks podcast. We hope we've empowered your entrepreneurial spirit. Reach out to us to connect with our experts, and let's take your business to the next level. Keep those dreams alive, keep pushing forward, and stay tuned for more. And if you liked what you heard in today's podcast and you want your business to reach new heights, just contact us at profittalkspodcast.org or call us at 1-800-616-7232. That's 1-800-616-7232. So until next time, keep thriving.